This episode of Growth Minded is brought to you by Magic Mind. I'm so excited for this collaboration with Magic Mind, as Forbes has dubbed Magic Mind as Silicon Valley's new morning elixir. For those looking to improve their morning routine, I'd highly recommend Magic Mind for focus, energy, and productivity. Recent studies reveal that procrastination has more to do with raised levels of stress than being lazy. Most people think coffee helps them with procrastination, when instead, coffee raises your cortisol levels, causing anxiety and stress, which in return brings more desire to procrastinate. The adaptogens inside Magic Mind help reduce your stress levels so that your productivity doesn't take a hit. During the hashtag 14 Days of Magic Challenge, for each 10,000 views, the hashtag 14 Days of Magic gets on social media, Magic Mind will donate $10 towards the reforestation of the Amazon rainforest. Each 1 million views brings in $1,000 towards donations. Please use the discount code GROWTH14. Again, that's GROWTH14 when visiting magicmind.co, and follow their Instagram at magicmind for more information. Hello and welcome to another episode of Growth Minded. I'm your host, Ed Hayes. It's been a minute since we did a tips and tricks episode, so I figured this would be a cool time to revisit that and share one of the strategies that I use in my own career, and that's the talent stack approach. So this is going to be a quick episode. I'm just going to outline what the talent stack approach is, basically where I found it, because I've seen it in a few different books that I've read, which is always cool. Like, you see a concept in one book, and if you see it in another, for me, it just lends like credibility that it's like legit. So I'm going to speak on kind of where I found it, what it is, and then how I apply it to my own life. So we're going to jump in right into the talent stack approach. So the popular opinion to career success, maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even currently, it might be specialization. So to make more money, for example, you'd need to specialize. So if you take doctors, nurses, physician's assistant, or lawyers, for example, these can all be occupations that had a belief or popular opinion that the more you specialize, the more money you might make and the more resilience you might have in your career. However, in this belief system, the only way to advance is knowing more and more about your single field. And in several books that I've read, including Mind Shift by Dr. Barbara Oakley and Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, both authors emphasize the importance of second skilling, another word for the talent stack approach. So second skilling is a strategy that can be used to build career resilience. In this approach, there is an emphasis on having broad competencies, a broad skill set that, when combined, create a formidable skill set. So an individual with a talent stack approach might have average public speaking skills, determination, programming skills, writing ability, and even design skill. But these broad competencies become very valuable when combined together. And according to Oakley, it's easy to forget that there's much more to a successful career than expertise in one specific area. So I read about the talent stack approach and second skilling when I was in college, and I decided to do a rotational program in supply chain management as I began my own career. I figured that this would be a way to learn about different aspects of the business, almost become a jack of all trades, learn who to talk to, when facing issues, when to talk to them. And with this strategy in mind, I've been able to move around my company and get an overall understanding of how systems, operations, and how departments interact with one another. So I have a long way to go in my career, but from what I've read, I feel like building a talent stack approach or even like second skilling is a great way to build career resilience. And you don't necessarily even have to second skill just within your own career. Maybe it could be like a hobby that you pick up. Like for me, I feel like working on this podcast has helped me get more comfortable public speaking, helps me stay organized, and even adding another thing to my week, it helps me prioritize things better, like time management and things like that. And I can see the benefits at work too. I just feel more organized. I know when to talk to someone when I need to, who to talk to when I need to. And even just like the things behind the scenes, the way I think about a problem, it's helped my kind of analytical skills as well. So that kind of comes with just second skilling and having hobbies outside of work that interest you. So, you know, you don't have to start a podcast, but maybe, you know, if you read, that could be, you know, its own kind of sort of second skilling. So I would just recommend that, you know, find something that you're passionate about outside of work and stick to it and see how it can help you once you get back to the office and vice versa. I'm sure there's things that you can learn from work that can help you outside of work and things that you can learn outside of work that can help you at work as well. So that's a talent stack approach. It's also called second skilling. If you want more information about it, check out Mind Shift by Dr. Barbara Oakley or Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. This was another episode of Growth Minded. Thanks for listening.